Happy Valentine's, Chai Convenience. Yes. How are you feeling? You're dang. This is Susanna Coughlin. Welcome to the podcast. On today's episode, it's gonna be all special. I'm so excited because I get to be what I've always wanted to be, the messenger of love. Welcome to the podcast. This is Lizana Kafra, and you're listening to Chai Convo. Utasikia sauti za magari, sauti za hapa na pale, pikipiki, sababu niko Samora Avenue as I'm recording this episode. Yes. Feel the life of Dar es Salaam kwanza bwana. Lakini hii ni barua kutoka kwa mpendo wa Savannah. And it is in English, so let me switch the tongue. Dear Savannah, as I write this letter, I feel so much joy inside, and yet at the same time, a pinch of what was supposed to happen, but it didn't. We've always been proud of what we have achieved over the years, despite all the challenges faced. Nothing has ever been easier, besides the love we share. Our people turned their backs on us the minute we'd started to prove how much we love each other. Especially when we vividly demonstrated what it really means to love someone. Fortunately, God blessed us with a beautiful soul. And this year is turning 6. We all agree this child is a miracle. And that says a lot about God's intentions on us and our life in general. Wasn't like any other. No cake, no loud music, no MC, no trumpets, no champagne, no lights, and most of all, not a lot of gifts. There was nothing fancy about it. The only fancy thing is how we both looked. Nothing was expensive though. Our dresses were exclusive and elegant. You dressed simple, but looked beautiful than anyone I've ever seen before. Everyone could tell it was purely your taste. On that simple event of around 40-ish people, you were the happiest, and so was I. Our happiness didn't come from how the wedding went, but how much God has blessed us to finally be a husband and wife. We were the committee behind every arrangement, like where to host our dinner party, how many people should attend, how long should it take. You went even farther and planned how I should dress and when to buy me shoes and everything I needed for the wedding. Ring, tie, shirt, you name it. You're such a blessing, Savannah. I might not say that as often since you know how challenging life can get sometimes, and so I get carried away with it. But when I take time to think of everything that you have been doing to me, us, over the years, the only conclusion I come up with is that you're the most amazing person, wife, I've ever seen, and I love you so much. I pray you keep that spirit kindred till the end of time. Yours truly, Biddeberry Gems. To Savannah, to Biddeberry Gems, may God bless your love. May God bless you too. And thank you, Gems, Biddeberry Gems. for giving me this opportunity to be the messenger of love. Happy Valentine's to both of you. Happy Valentine's to all of my Chai Convonians.